Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy.
Mandy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Jill.
I wanted to just ask you first, could you just tell the listeners a little more about you and your background?
Sure. So I live in Georgia. I've been a pharmacist for 21 years, and I've been working in the area of diabetes for the last 15 years, primarily working in both public health and primary care. And then I also, in the recent years, have developed a blogging site called Rhesus Pieces in a Diabetes World.
I love that name so much.
Yeah.
And like you said about diabetes and how you have been studying that, how have you seen the treatment of diabetes change over the past years since you've been a part of it?
Yeah, it's been quite a transformation. I remember in pharmacy school learning about metformin and sulfonylureas and insulin. And since that time, just the emergence of the GLP-1s, the SGLT2 inhibitors, and then these longer acting insulins. And it's just been a true transformation and really looking at the treatment of diabetes beyond just glucose, but looking at the impact on cardiometabolic health, really looking at both the impact on the heart, the kidneys, and really selecting treatments that go beyond just glucose lowering. And then with the newer insulins that have come to market and the technology that's available for people with diabetes and just utilizing those resources in their management. And the other thing that I think with the treatment of diabetes is really the growth of the treatment of type 2 diabetes in primary care, the shifting of mindset from, oh, well, you've got a diagnosis of diabetes, you have to be seen by an endocrinologist, but really seeing the management firsthand myself in primary care.
Absolutely. And I know that's something that we've talked about before, this conversation, is that you're passionate about continuous glucose monitoring, or CGM. Could you go more into what this is and why it's so important for the patient and pharmacist?
Yes, absolutely. So even the other day, I was just with a person with diabetes and like really having a conversation about how they've been able to lower their A1C from about 12% down to 8%, which for this person was quite remarkable because they're on large doses of insulin. But they said that the main reason they were able to lower their glucose was really being able to wear a continuous glucose monitor to see the impact in real time that their food choices, their physical activity, if they miss doses of medication, the impact that that had on their blood glucose, and ultimately looking at A1C. And the continuous glucose monitors are interesting because they're measuring glucose in the interstitial fluid versus the blood, which the traditional finger stick looks at the glucose value in the blood. And, you know, for many years, folks have pricked their fingers and all of that to check their blood glucose, especially if they were on insulin, wanting to make sure they're not going low and to make sure the insulin's working. And now where they can have a device attached to them that basically senses the glucose in the interstitial fluid. And it's a transformation of really taking pictures is kind of what I call blood glucose monitoring with finger sticks. It's like taking a picture with a camera at a single point in time, as compared to a continuous glucose monitor, which is taking a video, kind of like taking a video of the blood glucose, and the person could use their mobile phone to look at the trends in their blood sugar, or if they have certain smartwatches, can see the trends in their blood glucose. And one lady recently that I met with had been struggling with low blood sugar, and she never knew what was going to cause the blood sugar, and it just would catch her off guard. And so she started wearing one of the available continuous glucose monitors and said, you know what? I can now, when I see my glucose starting to go low, I can treat it and prevent it from actually going low. And the other really vital sort of role of CGM is really looking beyond just glucose or glucose control in terms of A1C, but looking at time and range, which is so, so valuable. And when I say time and range, I mean the range between 70 and 180, the percentage of time that the person with diabetes is in that range. And it gives real a better insight into what is the glucose actually doing as compared to A1C, which is an average of the blood sugar. So really good discussions around time and range with people with diabetes. And for pharmacists, oh my goodness, what an exciting time. You know, for no matter what setting you're in, I know our community pharmacists, who I always say they're our frontline warriors in the area of pharmacy, and the work they do is so vital. And with, dispensing the continuous glucose monitor, educating the person with diabetes how to use their continuous glucose monitor, and then having meaningful conversation with the person with diabetes about the data for their continuous glucose monitor really takes the relationship with the person with diabetes to a deeper level. And we know that the community pharmacist has more time with the person with diabetes than any other healthcare professional. So they can have a very meaningful impact in between those office visits, having the conversation about the continuous glucose monitor. And then something else, even now I think of from a diabetes technology, is the Omnipod 5, which is an insulin pump, which is actually being dispensed at the local pharmacy now, which is another opportunity for the pharmacist to engage with the person with diabetes.
That is all so true. And you're seriously so knowledgeable on that. So that was amazing. And another part that I know goes hand in hand with diabetes that I know our readers think about is weight management. How exactly do you think this correlates directly to improving the patient's lives?
You know, absolutely. I think particularly for folks with type 2, this stands out to me, although even for type 1, knowing that folks, you know, have to have insulin to live, and we know that insulin does, one of the side effects of insulin is weight gain. So for even the person with type 1, the battle with weight management can be a real challenge, because this life-saving medication that they need, that's vital for them to function and to do life, can really cause weight gain, and it's hard. And for folks with type 2, so often I do see in practice where the struggle with weight and weight management goes hand in hand, oftentimes in living with type 2 diabetes. And historically, many of the medications, the sulfonylureas, insulins, really have caused weight gain. So while they'll lower the blood sugar, they cause weight gain. I recently had a conversation with a younger person with type 2 diabetes, and who had presented initially a diagnosis with an A1C of 12%. And she had begun a twice daily insulin regimen and was frustrated with the fact that, yes, her blood glucose had come down, but she had gained about 20 pounds, which was so frustrating. And fortunately, we were able to work together, and she's now off the insulin and only taking metformin. And what's exciting, though, now for folks with diabetes is we do think about with medications, really choosing medications that are either weight neutral or have weight loss associated with them, not just lowering the glucose, but really minimizing the impact in terms of weight gain for the diabetes medications. And, you know, it's great for the person with diabetes when they get their glucose down and they're like excited that they've got it down to a healthy range. But at the same time, it can be frustrating, though, that if they've gained 20 or 30 pounds in the process. And so for them, really addressing the weight management piece along with the diabetes hand in hand is absolutely vital.
That's all so true. And in all with all this great information that we just talked about today, what do you hope to see for the future of patients with diabetes and also with pharmacies' management of diabetes?
I am so excited about the future. I will say that I want to see pharmacists, regardless of the practice setting, to have greater enhanced roles in diabetes management, working with patients. And I can remember well back in 2002, way back then, and working with the APHA Foundation on a diabetes self-management project. And I worked with community pharmacists serving as coaches for persons with diabetes who worked for Mohawk Industries down in Dublin, Georgia. And I remember in the process of doing that project and really empowering the pharmacists and myself, serving as a diabetes coach, how empowering that was. And I do remember back during that time period, there was some resistance from some of the local physicians and even some of the local diabetes educators back then. At that time, I wasn't a diabetes care and education specialist, and now I am. But I really do see how the resistance has decreased to where now the pharmacists, they are diabetes care and education specialists and the opportunity to grow that and really wanting them to have enhanced roles in a collaborative practice with local groups of physicians and opportunities to do more with management, particularly around diabetes technology. In the future, with regards to sort of for the person with diabetes, is we've seen a lot of growth of continuous glucose monitors beyond just the person with type 1 diabetes or the person with type 2 diabetes that's maybe on a basal bolus insulin regimen. But my personal passion is really seeing in the future for any person with diabetes, regardless of the type, that wants access to a continuous glucose monitor, that there be an affordable option for any person living with diabetes to have access to a continuous glucose monitor. And then we're also on a second front is we're seeing insulin affordability, really seeing a lot of movement in that area with the recent federal legislation on decreasing the cost for folks with Medicare recipients for decreasing the cost of insulin. And we're seeing what some of the companies are doing for those without health insurance to reduce the cost of insulin, but really the cost and access to life-changing medications for the person with diabetes. And I really want to see that for them, that they have affordable options that are going to address more than just glucose, but are going to address the whole cardiometabolic piece of it. And I'm excited to continue to be a part of that, to advocate for people with diabetes to have access to the medications and CGM, and also advocating for my fellow pharmacists for a growth in their role in the arena of diabetes.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.